Therefore, if anybody be in Christ, he's a what? New creature. Not healed. Not restored. New. It wasn't spiritual healing you needed. It was to be made brand new. And he works from the inside, from the new birth, from the life of Christ within, to bring all that's inside to the outside so that your flesh responds to salvation. So your flesh responds to the plan of salvation, to eternal life that's planted on the inside. By his stripes, the Old Testament says bruises or wounds, you were healed. It's in the past tense because it was done at Calvary. It was done through the cross. Just like the new birth is available to you, healing is available to you. The day you got born again should have been the day you were healed. But because of the way it's been taught and piecemealed, it's been pulled apart. And this is for certain. And maybe so, maybe not. I want you to rub out the maybes in your thinking and plant it in your heart that there are many, many verses, 1 Peter 2:24, Romans 10:10, that if you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth, if you believe in healing, you believe in the new birth, you believe in the new creature, you believe in eternal life, you believe in health, you believe in prosperity, whosoever believeth receives. Now look at Psalms 103 and we'll see it again. They go together. They work together. Verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. Here's the fullness of what God did and the fullness of what he wants you to receive. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Remission of sins, blotting out of sin, the new creature. Who heals all thy diseases, not some of thy diseases. Doesn't say who heals some diseases, who heals some people. He heals all who believe, just like he saves all who believes. He saves, makes whole. Who heals all thy diseases. Who redeems thy life, means to rescue from destruction or from calamity or corruption, from disaster. Crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Satisfy thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. And this is the fullness of what God wants you to enjoy, of the fullness of what the Son brought to you through his blood. The forgiveness, the healing, the redemption from destruction, kindness, mercy, goodness, good things, and strength. Well, if I brought you four presents, you just want to open one, or do you want to open all four? I'd be opening them all. Somebody brought me four. I'd be opening them all. I'd say, oh, you didn't have to. And he didn't have to. But he chose because of his great love. It says God so loved the world. It doesn't say he loved it. It says he so loved it. So is causes the borders of love to expand. Just like a giraffe is so tall, an elephant is so big, and the ocean is so wide, God's love is so big. It's beyond comprehension. Now, we flew into Russia to do some teaching. We were there 2 or 3 weeks. Then we flew into England and Scotland. And by the time I got on that plane to go home, that's the widest ocean I've ever seen in my entire life. I taught in Russia. Was it 3 or 4 hours a day, something like that, 4 days a week? I was just tired, just really, really tired. Joel had met us in Scotland, and I said on the plane, mid-ocean, I have to get out, I have to get out. And he goes, mother, mother. Thank God for the wisdom of children. You can pat yourself on the back, see? That wisdom came from you. They're wise because of what you put into them. You see the fullness and the totality of God's plan of the greatness of salvation. Now look at Isaiah 53. Why would you say, I don't want to be healed, I just want to be born again? How dumb would that be? Isaiah 53 is the plan that gives the fullness of the plan of salvation. If you look at verse 4, surely he hath borne our griefs. That word is sickness, weakness, distress. Surely he hath borne our griefs, sickness, weakness, and distress. You'll find that in the Amplified. You can also find it in Strong's. And carried our sorrows. That's verse 4. The word sorrow is the word pain. And it starts with that wonderful word, surely. Now, if you said, I need a ride home, would you take me home? And I said, sure. If you knew I'm a person of my word and you didn't see me, you know I must have wandered in somewhere. I'm in the building somewhere because I promised you. I said, sure, I'll take you home. Sure, I will. And God said, this is sure to you. Sure to you. Certain to you. Absolute to you. And it can be translated absolute. It can also be translated therefore or however. is when you go through life and you come to a bump in the road, you need to come to that therefore and say, therefore, he hath healed, delivered,